Hey folks, all very welcome this evening for meeting, and can everybody here that's checking in online give a wee thumbs up to the staff?
Yeah, I can hear.
Definitely, this evening, unfortunately, Una, our current chair, isn't available this evening, so vice chair, I just have to step in. So, we got things on the way. First item on the agenda is welcome everybody to the meeting. Hopefully everybody can hear me clearly. Everybody should ensure that their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded from discussion. I remain members of their obligation on the Financial Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in item of business for the meeting today. If you have such an interest, please either declare now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business relates to. Declared in interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item, but should not take part in the vote. Then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item is ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones will work as a queuing system. If your microphone is in red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, then solid green. If you do not press your microphone button again, when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, which we have, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate you wish to speak. I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, type C for a comment, type P if you wish to propose, and type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Okay, so all these. Okay. And are there any apologies?
Yes, Chair, we have apologies from Councillors Hanlon, Rice, and Hardy, and from Murray Ward and Andy Patterson.
Okay. Be noted. Item number two then, declarations of interest. Have any members any declarations of interest? No. Declarations of interest? No. Okay. None online. Okay, and move on then to item number three, which is the action sheet arising from the PNR meeting of the 16th of October. There's anything anybody wants to raise on that? Councillor Riley?
Yes, Chairman, thanks very much. It was just on the issue of recruitment of the Director of Corporate Services. I was just wondering, is there a clear recommendation as to what councillors sit on the interview panel? On the other issue, Chairman, was the quality and good relations group regarding the 1776 250th anniversary of American independence. I had raised the, the issue of doing a canvass within even council staff to see if anybody had significant relatives that had excelled in the United States, because apparently Department of Communities and different, and the US consulate in Belfast were looking for that type of thing. I don't see any mention of it anywhere, but we're just going to have a small talk, small exhibition on it, which is very disappointing.
Can I respond to Councillor Riley's first query around the recruitment of the Director of Corporate Services? Chief Executive has taken this matter forward and will be engaging with individual parties in respect of this matter whenever she returns back.
I don't know if I sit here tonight. I'll find out and come back to you. And I know more details. I just don't know details. I'll take that forward and come back to you.
Hello, Henry. Okay, so everybody's happy enough with the action sheet. The proposer and seconder accepted that. Others opposed? Mr. King, it's not worse. Yep. Okay, so next item then is item number 4. It's the discussion officer report on the notion of motion. Protestant friendly times. That's for decision. So,
thank you, Chair. Yes, okay. Good evening, everyone. This concerns autism friendly times, and the notice of motion in the report, which I'll take as read, was discussed at the Councillors' Equality and Good Relations Reference Group meeting on the 8th of October past. Members of the group were supportive of the notice of motion, and the consensus was to recommend consideration be given to two things. Number one, autism initiatives NI be contacted by ERT to determine if there is updated training, guidance or funding for the Autism Friendly Towns initiative. And secondly, the proposal to establish a disability forum be referred to the Community Planning Partnership for Education.
Okay, members, questions on that? Yep. Councillor Howie, would you like to?
Yep, thank you, Chair. I just wanted to come in briefly as the motion was brought forward by my colleague, Councillor Truesdale, and she does apologise that she can't be here tonight. But I believe she was part of the discussion when it was in the Equality and Good Relations Forum. I'm just very pleased that this is coming through. And we've always been a party that's been strong on inclusion, and that's been sort of the statement of Councillor Truesdale's sort of mandate is inclusivity and accessibility. So we're very pleased to see this moving forward. And we just want to thank the council officers who have helped so far with this motion as well, and look forward to the future with it. Thank you, Chair. And I'm happy to propose if there was no other proposals from the chamber as well.
Okay, Councillor Howie. Yeah, I'm sure we all concur with that as well. It was discussed and they'll be quite happy with it, so quite a worthy debate. Councillor Burton?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just coming in, happy to second. And I agree with both recommendations. Obviously, there's been a lengthy discussion on Equality and Good Relations Forum. Inclusion, obviously, is an issue very, very close to my heart also. I do agree that the Community Planning Partnership is the right umbrella to take this forward through. I haven't sat in the past, and there's a lot of statutory bodies on that and a lot of expertise as well, so happy to second.
Okay. Everybody happy enough for that? Yes. Thank you. So, moving on to item number 5. With performance S 95.
Yep, thank you, Chair. So, members, the report in front of you is the Section 95 Audit and Assessment Report for 25-26. So this is from the Northern Ireland Audit Office. So the local government auditor has certified the performance arrangements with an unqualified audit opinion without modification, and that's the audit opinion that Council would want. The Audit Office has said Council has discharged its performance improvement and reporting duties, including its assessment of performance for 24-25 and its 25-26 improvement plan. So the Audit Office did raise one proposal for improvement, and it was really in relation to our self-assessment. So currently within our self-assessment, we report on performance measures, corporate plan and the community plan measures, whereas the Audit Office are recommending that we only report on the performance improvement measures going forward. So the plan is to bring a report back to members and management early in the new year in relation to how we're going to report on, I suppose, the corporate plan measures and the community plan objectives going forward if the performance assessment is solely for the performance improvement plan measures. So the report is just for members to approve tonight, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Members, have any questions? The chamber?
No,
No, happy to propose. Obviously, the paper's going to come back and how we go forward with the different reports. If that ends up being more cumbersome with multiple different reports, I actually find this out there. All the information in one space. I do understand, we always talk when we get the self-assessment report about targets and comparatives and being able to see them and measure improvements more closely. And we always raise points on that. So obviously management have picked up that proposal, but I'll wait and see what report comes back and if it is more cumbersome. Good proposal.
Okay.
Happy to second.
Councillor King has seconded. Anybody else online or any other comments coming in there? Voted and seconded. Yep, happy enough. That's carried. Very much, Chair. Yep. Next section. Which, yeah, and just before, just I think there's maybe one item here that I was looking at just before the meeting. Item number six on, sorry, number seven on car parking charge. Everybody's landed with any officers, but I didn't felt that this shouldn't be held in closed session doing anything. And it's a subject of material management. Any reason to hold this in closed session? So everybody's open session. That'll be excluded. It's only a small open towards transparency to be found in this council. So everybody's happy enough. So for the rest of the items, session and the second they're in the closed session. Sorry. Everybody happy enough to bring that into open session?
Yep.
So happy for that.
So we need a proposal in second to bring it in.
I'm happy to second online if there's no one else.
As proposed by myself, this was seconded by Mr. King. Okay, thank you for that. Then, so we will maybe just deal with that now. It makes more sense. Okay. So number seven, who is upon it?
Yep, thank you, Chair. So just a bit of an overview. Here in Morningdown, District Council currently operate a programme of 6 non-charge days per annum for council-operated off-street pay and display car parks throughout the district. The present non-charge days in operation were inherited from DFI upon the transfer of the function, and they're listed in Section 1.1 of the report. DFI also operate the same non-charge days for their on-street parking operations, which impacts on the 3 control parking zones within the province, being Belfast, Newry and Lisburn. In light of representations over the years, DFI have now indicated their position to formally recognise St Patrick's Day as a non-charge day going forward, and they have asked officials to progress the necessary amendments to their legislation for this. So to prevent any potential confusion and inequity for users, particularly in the Newry CPZ, where both on-street and off-street car parking charges apply, it would be prudent of Council to follow the same path as DFI. This report therefore seeks approval from committee members to designate St Patrick's Day as a new non-charge day for all Council-operated pay and display off-street car parks, commencing in 2020.
Yep, thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Sure. Okay. Just to welcome the proposal and accept the recommendations. You know, it's great to see that St Patrick's Day is now designated as a non-charging day across all council-operated car parks. Obviously, bringing it into line with other statutory public holidays. And I know that this is something that would be particularly welcome in Newry. Also, want to acknowledge the proactive step from the Infrastructure Minister in setting the direction that has allowed Council to move this forward. So, happy to propose. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor King.
Happy to second.
We are, Councillor King.
Yep. Yes, Chair, happy to second.
Okay, any other comments from anywhere? If not, let's have to carry that. Okay, so now could we have a proposer decided to go into closed session for the main items? Councillor Mathers, opposed. Seconder. Yep, Marcia Kane. Hi. Yeah, so just put on to the lines are cleared. Items 6 to 14 were deemed to be exempt in paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act of Ireland 2015 relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, student council holding that information in the public may be business. Whilst in committee that the following items were agreed, whilst in closed committee, item were agreed. Item 6, proposed lease of Monaghan Road, Newry, was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Taylor, seconded by Councillor Byrne, to renew the lease at Monaghan Road until the end of March 2026. It was also agreed that a report was brought back to February's SPR committee detailing options for relocation of staff going forward. Item number 7, which was car parking charges public stay. This item was discussed in open session, or there of it. Item number 8, capital project extension of Struel Cemetery. Proposal of Councillor A. King, seconded by Councillor Cahill King, was agreed to approve the recommendations contained within the business case as attached to an appendix of the Office of Report. Item number 9, fleet technology business case. On the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Byrne, agreed to approve the business case to procure fleet safety technology systems for Council fleet as detailed within the Office report. It was noted the Councillors had raised queries regarding discussions with the trade unions with agreement that a report would be brought back prior to implementation. Item number 10, which lands at Shrigley, on the proposal of Councillor Riley, seconded by Councillor Howey, was agreed to approve the recommendation of the FWG meeting held on 18th November 2025 to proceed with option 1 as set out in the Office. Item number 11, Torella Beach Community Building. On the proposal of Councillor Riley, seconded by Councillor Lewis, was agreed to approve the additional spend as detailed within the Office report and to update the Council's capital plan to reflect that the change. Item number 12, Ballinhinge Square. On the proposal of Councillor Riley, seconded by Councillor Lewis, it was agreed to accept the bid as outlined within the Office report and proceed with the sale of the site. Item 13 was the revised terms of reference for Councillors' Equality and Good Relations Reference Group. On the proposal of Councillor Riley, seconded by Councillor Lewis, the revised terms of reference for the Councillors' Equality and Good Relations Reference Group were agreed. And item number 14, moving. Potential Indicators and Management Update 25-26. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Riley, it was agreed to note the order to 25-26 Potential Indicator and Treasury Management. So, moving on to the next item, which is just or two items for noting 15-16. First item is just to be taking a planning update. Item 16 is the correspondence to the Council of Chief. So, Jonathan McGilley, planning.
The report is for noting. It looks at the update in terms of where the plan departments are across local development plan, enforcement, and this one shows there for any questions.
Yep. The other one, Councillor Burns, sorry, you have a question on that?
Yeah, just a comment and then a question. I know it was probably 18 months ago, 2 years, where we asked these reports to come to SPNR. It's really helpful for us to see where the challenges are. And it's good to see that staff has been recruited, training the statutory agency's team for getting back 61% days, and we hear that all the time. It's noted in the report of obviously ongoing and performance. that request for information, we're going to put a tight deadline. And I see that varies a lot, where a tight deadline was put and then people contacted the next day and there's absolutely no movement. And I'm looking at one where a tight deadline was put from December 2024 because of the Christmas period, it was given to January. It has six or seven deadlines and it's still actually given. It's just sitting on a desk and that can be frustrating, so we have to get a balance on that. But it's good to have this information. I have a query around the higher level apprenticeships. We had it 2 months ago coming to council, and we went out for a trial of people to go for that position. Said we'd have a minimum of one. It says there's strong interest in the report. Update on where we are with that.
Was it subject to, obviously, the recruitment has, interviews have been held. There has been a candidate selected and a reserve list of two, I believe. So we can't advise at this stage where acceptance of the post yet, but we're going through the recruitment process and doing all of the checks that HR do. So it's not fully concluded, but we're almost there. But that's the outcome so far, Chair.
Okay. Through the Chair, can I ask then that at January, as we know, we get an update on that. Obviously, we're going to fill that position, the one position that we talked about. We said one, a minimum of one. So if there is a reserve lift of two, and that is something that we would like a paper brought back, and what the resource implication on that is, to see if we could take more people into the planning department.
Just to advise that the course start date for anyone who would be successful is the middle of January. So sort of time would be time critical, and we would need a decision before the enrolment for the course. So bringing something back in January. Yes. So, but we can pick this up outside the meeting and engage with through the parties and how we could take this forward.
And the last assignment was the first one of the Constitutive Exile. Standing order from Gordon Lyons. So, everybody happy enough?
Chair, sorry, I have a question.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, Chair, just in relation to the correspondence, has the Council had the opportunity to review that correspondence at this stage to make sure they are meeting the legislative provisions as outlined by the Minister?
Councillor Taylor, that is something for the after Christmas for the new year. I'm the Chief Executive and Democratic Manager are meeting to discuss this, and then in the new year a report will be brought back to SPNR. This is purely for noting tonight. None of that work has in the review has been carried out, so purely for noting and to note it will come back in the new year.
Okay, Chair. Well, can I again a follow up question? I'm conscious that there may not be that many meetings between now and then, just for the Christmas break, but obviously if a decision required to be called in, you know, where would we stand at that point, you know, if we're in a position at the minute where we're not exactly 100% sure that we're meeting the legislative provisions as outlined, so just to get some clarification on that at this moment in time.
Councillor Taylor, I think it wouldn't be right to make any comment here tonight. I understand items written, you know, subject to judicial review elsewhere. So I think if there anything is coming up, we would get advice at that time. But this is purely for noting tonight. I can't make any comment other than that.
Okay, Councillor Taylor.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Bowsey.
Councillor Riley can go first.
Riley, oh, sorry.
Yeah, thanks, Chairman. It was just on the planning issue. I have to say I was very, very disappointed with the recent meeting that we had with the senior reps of NI Water. I thought the response was abysmal, to be honest with you, and that they weren't really able to give us any assurance whatsoever that capacity would be increased to allow developments to proceed. And since that, Chairman, it's been brought to my attention that NI Water are now... If a house or a property, business premises has been vacant for 5 years, they regard that as a new, brand new application. And that's really hindering development again, Chairman. And I would like this committee to write to the Assembly, we'll ask them, is NI Water legally allowed to make unilateral decisions like that on planning grounds, because it's just turning a lot of property owners upside down, and that they don't know, they just can't do that their own property. Chairman, can I just say, before I leave, I beg your indulgence. We'll see Connor here, Connor Sage here. Christmas, Kilkee Christmas tree has been out now. Basically, from it was the switch on night. And if somebody could really look into this for us, because it's causing a lot of anxiety and grief in Kilkee for the young ones and that. Thanks, Chairman.
Thanks. Anyhow, okay, tree, deal with that. Need a proposer. We need a seconder for Councillor Reilly's. We need probably. Sorry. Probably need some. You're really happy with the gist of it. You need rework. We're happy to. Yeah. Clarification about NI, water, and what's about. Yeah. Everybody happy enough there? Online, offline? Yeah.
Just response, Councillor Reilly. We've had a lot of issues with anti-social behaviour regarding the Christmas trees within the district and people basically pulling the wires out of the Christmas trees. We've been doing a number of repairs, but I certainly look into Kilkeel and see. I wasn't aware it was out. Early since the switch on, I thought it's been off and on a number of times, but had numerous problems with weather and anti-social behaviour, but I'll come back to you on that one anyway.
Can I just say, if there's anti-social behaviour, I'm absolutely appalled. I thought, I was told it was just a technical issue where water was shorting out the electrics, and that's what caused it. But if there's been vandalism or damage done there, I would utterly condemn it, and I'm sure we all would.
No, we're not going to get that. You can speak to after. No, it's not an issue. But, you know, it'll be. Mr. Bowsey is a query. Mr. Bowsey, first, please.
Yeah, just a wee point of order. On the strictly item, Councillor Lewis, who's in the chamber, seconded the item. So I think that has priority, if I'm right in what you said at the beginning of the meeting.
Councillor High seconded the item he
yeah.
brought in before Councillor Lewis, because
Councillor Lewis,
the way the lights hadn't worked.
He admitted to, he spoke on it but didn't actually say he was silent.
Councillor, I saw it on the camera. Councillor Lewis' light was on before Councillor High spoke, so he should have had precedence.
He didn't
say it. It was the light came on just after we'd called Councillor Harry in to speak, just out of the light.
Okay. Councillor Lewis, the light definitely came on before Councillor Harry spoke. I don't know if you have a recording, you can check that.
Bring in the VAR.
We can check that on check the recording. It is on the recording.
Yeah. Who else there want to speak? Councillor Harry.
Thank you, Chair. Look, just a really quick point on item 16. Just to say that I agree with Josephine's points there. The Carras Mountains is for noting. I think that it's important we would wait until the outcome of impending legal proceedings before we do anything as a council. So that's just a quick comment. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that. The proposal seconder for those, I probably did, can I say?
Right.
Councillor Reilly. Councillor Reilly proposed. Councillor Lewis seconded.
There's no lights.
Proposed.
Lights. Henry, proposed item number 15 and 16. Proposed by Councillor Reilly. Get it? Yeah. Okay, folks. So just before you all go, Henry, just hang about a wee second. This is the last meeting for Christmas. We'll wish you all a very happy Christmas. And I must say thank you very much to the staff for previous year's contribution and all the work put into this, right, I suppose, trustees committee. So thank you for that. And this is our esteemed colleague here's last meeting, Josephine Kelly. So I would just like to pay a tribute to Josephine on behalf of the council. Josephine has been with us now for 4 to 5 years, and I'll say she'll be sadly missed. An absolutely treasure of an officer, I must say, in every respect. has been absolutely diligent, and even tonight I can see the expertise and the professionalism that she takes forward in our work. She conducts herself. I will say she's a very popular lady and has been with us, and she'll be greatly missed, and I wish you the very best just in your next move. I'm sure you'll be as well liked there as you are here. All the very best. Okay, thank you very much, everyone.